Greetings from Pastor Henry. I'm glad we can at least get together via electronic media during this time of sheltering in place. I hope all of you are well and would encourage you to contact someone from Grove Park Chapel if you need anything. This midweek memo is focusing on one verse from the Apostle Paul's last recorded letter we have. In 2 Timothy 1:7, Paul, writing to Timothy, reminds his son in the faith that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Was there anything for Timothy to fear? Why would Paul need to remind Timothy that any recurring fear he has is not from God? Well, there were some foreboding things going on at the time Paul wrote to Timothy. First of all, Nero was the Roman emperor. He was a wicked ruler who thought nothing of dipping Christians in wax and using them as human candles. Secondly, the Apostle Paul himself was in prison, condemned to die for the sake of the gospel. And that condemned apostle was Timothy's mentor. So it is understandable that Timothy may be prone to be a bit fearful. Beloved, during this time of social distancing, of sheltering in place, and dressing like a surgeon just to go out in public, we may be prone to be a bit fearful. I just want to remind you that the spirit of fear is not given to us by God. Obviously, we are aware that the enemy of our souls, Satan, loves to use fear as a tool to control, destroy, and defeat the saints of God. Two things usually happen when we start to fear. Number one, we lose focus on what really matters. Number two, our faith wanes when we start devising a way of escape instead of trusting our God. If the devil can get us to cower, retreat, or just be silent, he has gained a victory. Even during this time of physical isolation, we can still communicate the message of the gospel and the hope it brings. Now let's dwell on the positive aspect of 2 Timothy 1:7. What has God given us? Well, first, he's given us a spirit of power. The word for power here is dunamis, the same word we get our word dynamite from. The word conveys the idea of the power to achieve a purpose. Paul uses this word in Romans 1, describing the gospel, saying, "It is the power of God to salvation." God's power can cause a sinner to repent and can handle any trouble known to man, even a virus. Secondly, he has given us a spirit of love. And no wonder, since God is love, as stated in 1 John 4:16. The word for love here is agape, the self-sacrificing, unconditional love. What does that love look like? Well, a really good picture of that kind of love is described by our Lord in the telling of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. The Samaritan found a man in deep distress. He gave him his time. He gave him his care. He gave him his resources. And he made sure he was cared for in the future before he left him. The Samaritan did all that for a total stranger who most likely would have despised him because of his ethnicity. To be sure, the Samaritan was expecting nothing in return. Of course, the ultimate picture of agape is what our Savior did for us. He saw us in distress. He came to earth and gave us his time. He gave us his care. He gave us his resources. But going a step further, he gave us his life. And by his resurrection, he makes sure we are cared for throughout eternity. Lastly, God has given us a sound mind. The word for sound mind is from two Greek words, the first meaning save and the second mind. Literally, he has given us a saved mind. Of course, only a sound mind or saved mind can understand God's truth. The world has all kinds of ideas, theories, myths, and legends. A sound mind should be able to discern God's truth from all the rest. The word for sound mind has also been translated as discipline. The mind that God gives is one that is grounded. It won't be swayed or carried away by emotions, and in this context specifically, it won't be carried away by an emotion like fear. So, beloved, during this unique time in history with the worldwide pandemic still raging, remember we need not fear. In fact, if we find ourselves trending toward fearfulness, be reminded that it is not coming from our God. Let's focus on what God does provide. He provides power to overcome fearfulness and power that is in the truth of the gospel. He provides love that still moves and will not shrink back in the face of fear. We can certainly love one another even at a distance. He provides us a sound mind that will allow us to not let our emotions, and especially fear, take over and control us. I hope this midweek memo has helped, and I do look forward to the day we can meet together. In Christ's love, good day.